Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm excited to go over. This is crazy. Like, yeah, in my eyes. Like, and I should be happy for you. I'm happy for you.
Yes.
But the fact that you can even think about that, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, but I'm not going to a wedding, Oscar, like they did up here in Millinocket.
You're not going to
Big Moose. They spiked 28 cases up here. And
God,
by the way, 28
Mike,
cases
gets
noticed.
Weddings.
I've been to, thank you, Greg. Very good. Thank you. All right, you got it.
You know, Mike, right? Ever since I've been taking Omeritol, my stigmata has been under control wonderfully. No bleeding from my hands or feet.
Do you know how it feels to live with schizophrenia?
I am a good parent.
Jared?
I'm hearing the most awful things. People shouting at me.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's it.
I mean, right. That is dark.
It was just. It was. That's not the one that I saw before.
So,
well, no. But, you want the funny spot?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let me just check here. Are we set to go, Russell?
Off you go.
Okay, very good. Ready to go.
That's great.
Are we ready for to call our friend Steve Bridges out of KCJJ?
Off you go.
Thank you very much. We'll do that now. Let's get him on the line so we can call. We have ignored something we should not have ignored on this show. We have not been living it like the people in Iowa with everything going on out there. So the derecho that caused all the damage out there, it's been crazy. Hello.
You know, I watch the Rachel Ray show every afternoon. So
you're a big foodie, so I know you you enjoy that. You sound far away. How are you, Captain?
I'm just fine. Say hi to Jim. Be nice.
Hi, Jim.
To
Jim. Jim. Hi, Jim. Jim. Jim Hunter. How are you, my friend, Jim Hunter?
I'm doing great, Mike O'Mara. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. But I mean, we were talking yesterday about the fact that with all the trouble out there. Can you just give the listeners around the country that are listening to this show a little background on what the great state of Iowa has been dealing with the weather in the last week or so?
A week ago on Monday, we got hit with this ridiculous, I guess, for lack of a better term, inland hurricane. It picked up steam before it got to Des Moines. We saw it. When it got to Des Moines, it was about 95 mile an hour winds. Did a lot of damage. We went on the air like an hour and a half before it hit here with our weather guys. And when it got here at the station here, we clocked it. In fact, it froze the computer at 109 miles an hour.
Wow.
The main thrust was Cedar Rapids. Cedar Rapids, officially, I said, was, they said, was 113. Unofficially, the Weather Service says it probably got up to 130. And Cedar Rapids is really, it's a catastrophe. It's a disaster. They've lost 50% of their tree canopy. And all their schools, isn't it all their schools, Jim, are damaged?
Yeah, they got 98% of the buildings have some sort of damage, and they're delaying the start of school. And this was sustained. This wasn't like a tornado that blows in and out in 5-10 minutes. It lasted a good 90 minutes.
Wow. I don't know whether I'm a victim of things just being underreported or other things coming across my desk up here, but how much notice did you have about this?
We actually had about 90 minutes notice on it.
Like a tornado would come in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had weather called for a possibility of showers and a few thunderstorms, and that was in the morning. And then all of a sudden, this thing, was west of
exploded.
Des Moines, and it just was amazing. And actually, and I don't know whether this was God or whatever, but at one point in time, this station was the only station on the, and I mean the only station on the air here in Cedar Rapids and here.
The mighty 1630.
Way, yeah, always there.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And at one point in time, we were so worried about the winds and everything that we put on an episode of Cake and Cookies, and we were hiding in a shelter.
Good move. Good for morale.
You funny man. Glad it hasn't taken away your sense of humor there, Steve. That's pretty good stuff. You know, so 90 minutes. So this is, you're getting the notice for what you would normally get notice on a tornado for something that was, as Jim said, sustained, so totally sustained. And you know, as I've been doing a deep dive on this, millions of acres of crops. I mean, farmers out in the great state of Iowa literally wiped out because of this, and in Cedar Rapids, just widespread homes. Disaster.
Yep.
Still, are there still about 70,000 people without power, Steve?
No, it's down to, what is it, Jim? 20?
It's around 20,000.
20,000 now, and but I they're, yeah, they've been without power since Monday. I was without power until Saturday morning.
And when you talk about how much of a surprise it was, Steve, can you tell Mike the story about the generator?
The generator?
Yeah, when you lost your internet, the reason you lost your internet at the station.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We had internet, and everything was working cool at the station. We couldn't believe it. And then all of a sudden, we lost our internet, and we are with CenturyLink. I don't know if you have that out there or not.
Yeah, we had it up in down in Florida. My apologies. Well, my sympathies. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Well, they've been pretty good with us, but
okay.
When we lost the internet, we found out that it was because they were without power, and they were running CenturyLink, whatever it is, whatever apparatus, on a generator, and I believe they forgot to fill it with fuel.
They ran out of gas.
The mighty 1630 KCJJ, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, I know you have a question.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that we're just getting to you now, Steve. This has been on my mind over the weekend, where I was like, man, I hope the guys are okay. I hope everyone's. And we talked to Mike pre-show on Monday, where we need to connect with you. So thank you for making the time. This has been weighing on my mind. It's business, it's schools, it's homes, but the lumber yard in Cedar Rapids, like it is a staple of the community. Are they doing okay?
I believe they're operating, instead of spotlights now, they're using flashlights.
Yeah. And the LEDs on your phone.
Yeah.
Please be sure to bring
lanterns. Everything's working just fine up there.
Bring your own ice. Bring your own ice, please.
They had a downturn in their profits when you left us.
Steve, I'm gonna roar off, and once again, we are, for those of you listening to us right now on KCJJ, when you're listening to the guys in the morning and the guys that are in the evening here, I have to tell you, we are late to the party on the Mike O'Mara show for this, so please bear with us, but we still care very much. I'm gonna rattle off some of these people, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. The United Way of East Central Iowa, volunteers are still needed. Is that still true? They still need volunteers there?
Yes. Yeah.
Horizons Meals on Wheels, that one okay? I'm just trying to give people the
ways
places
out.
Where they
ways
can
out.
Help.
There's a list on our Facebook.
There's a PGA golfer by the name of Zach Johnson you might be familiar with. He's from the Cedar Rapids area. He has a
nonprofit
called Operation Barbecue, and he has mobilized a bunch of folks, and they're providing lunch and dinner to thousands of people right now, which is very cool.
Yeah,
buddy of mine is a dear friend of Zach Johnson's. As a matter of fact, participates in his charity auction that he has in Iowa every year. And Zach Johnson is just an amazing guy for giving back to the community. There's the Hawkeye Area Community Action Program, the Greater Cedar Rapids Community Foundation Disaster Recovery Fund. People need help. We, you know, you have a lot of things going with COVID and with the politics, everything going on right now. You might have lost this one in the shuffle, but really, when you're talking about this many people being impacted, the farmers and all of the Iowans that have been affected by this, I'm so glad we were able to reach out and make contact with you guys about this, because there are a lot of people that are still hurting out there. Am I right about that?
Tens of thousands. I mean, very, very seriously. Also, the Iowa Giving Crew and Raymond Seidel with the Iowa Giving Crew, they're handing out free hot meals and food, clothing, and water on the First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. No, there's a lot of people hurting. There's a lot of people that are going to be dealing with this for some time. It is a war zone. I mean, as far as what it looks like, it's amazing. And there's still a lot of trees, and I mean big, beautiful trees that are blocking roadways. And you know, this is where, do you remember the flood?
Yeah, that covered 14 square miles of Cedar Rapids.
This thing covers all 75 square miles of Cedar Rapids, and it goes beyond. I mean, not just Cedar Rapids, but all the cities around it. Iowa City here, businesses are damaged. This is really... not what we need. 2020 sucks.
2020 sucks. Mm. It does. Mm-mm-mm. 13 million acres of crops were damaged during this this storm that came through. And I just, look, my heart goes out to everybody out there. It's just not what people needed additionally. Just like when we look down in the state where I live, Florida, you know, and I'm looking at the tropical update, I said, you know, I'm like, well, when's the biggest one in history going to hit? Because that's the year it's supposed to hit. Hurricane. Here we go. It's amazing. And I know your listeners are phenomenally generous to
resilient.
Help, and our listeners to this show all over the country want to help. We're always asking, and it's just our heart goes out to all you guys. Really. Hang
and look
in
on
there.
The look on the bright side, Steve. At least the president stopped by for 25 minutes.
Did you go to the go to the rally?
No, we broadcast. There wasn't a rally really, and I hate, now don't cause. You know, Jesus. But he couldn't move around. I mean, really, you can't. We got so many crews out here putting wires up, and the roads that they're not working on are blocked still, and there was really nowhere for him to go. But what? Well, there's somewhere that I'd like him to go.
It would have been a major disruption.
It just couldn't be. So he talked to people, and we'll see if we get all the funds from FEMA, because we need a lot of money, and I need a lot of money too, people. If you're hearing my voice,
not for any relief, you just want money, correct? Isn't that it?
A lot of money. To Captain Steve's retirement fund.
That's true.
2118 Iowa City, Iowa.
But everyone that donates a nickel to Steve Bridges will get an exclusive video sent to them of when Steve actually went airborne during the derecho, where he actually was lifted off his feet.
A complimentary copy of Cake and Cookies.
Cake and Cookies. He still must be a job. Hang in there, guys. We are thinking of you.
Love you.
Steve and Jim, keep on keeping on. And thank God you guys were on the air. You've always been a community leader out there. And we love you guys, and we're thinking of you. And we just wanted everybody in your audience to know that the Mike Homerica Show can be heard on KCJJ, the Mighty AM 1630, every day, Monday through Friday. Thank God.
When there's gas in the generator, that's right.
When there's gas in the generator, yes. Thank you. All right, boys, take care of yourselves.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
So that's great. That's man. Doing the dive on this. Oscar, once again, gets credit for reminding us that we needed to reach out. And Rob has been in contact with Steve Bridges out there. I was reading as we're talking to about, it's amazing.
People talk about how radio is going away, radio is dying. Well, when radio stays local, radio stays vital. And think of that. In that whole cluster of cities, Steve is the one guy who was on the air serving that environment. What a great guy using his power for
good. Thank God that Mobile on the Run had diesel.
Right, exactly, exactly. And tasty cakes.
Man, reading the description from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, a derecho, this is what it is, in case you want to know. And he was making a derecho ratio.
Yeah, exactly.
That was funny, right? That's Steve. He's got that Iowa sensibility. A derecho is a widespread, long-lived windstorm that is associated with a band of rapidly moving showers and thunderstorms. Unlike a tornado, where air spins wind, in a derecho, it moves in one direction in a relatively straight line. And it's widespread. To be classified as a derecho, a storm has to have wind damage swath of over 240 miles.
Jesus.
Think about that. And think about, and wind gusts of 58 miles per hour. And they were talking about 100 mile per hour. So it's a hurricane. It's an inland hurricane that you get 90 minutes notice of, and the wind is the problem here. It's just it's amazing. 13 million acres of crops damaged. 8,200 homes were extensively damaged or destroyed. That's 8,000 homes plus that were extensively damaged or destroyed. Just amazing. More than 800 residential commercial. More than 800 residential and commercial buildings experienced full or partial collapse of the roof, walls, ceiling, and floors. The devastation is widespread. It's intense. Block after block of houses, every one with some amount of damage. Trees piled 6 to 10 feet high.
Oh.
All right. I have to say this because I don't know. I do my dive. Did the national media blow this off? Because I haven't seen a lot about it. I get my source.
I'm going to be honest with you. The only reason I knew is because Captain Steve is one of my, and as you are, when I'm on social media, he's on my feed.
Yeah.
Right. So I saw, he was doing what he usually does.
I blocked him, Oscar, and I'm sorry.
It's tough. I'm with you. I mute him at least.
Diametrically opposed politically.
It's him and Todd Moore I mute once in a while. I said something's up because he was talking. Like, you get one post from a friend that says power went out at his home, and he takes a lot of pictures of his cat and dog, and then power's out 8 hours later. Then power's out 16 hours later. I said, what happened? And that's when I did the deep dive. And Mike, just I would say on Monday night was the first night I saw it on the nightly news.
I saw nothing in the national media. I saw it on social media. That's where I learned about it.
And these hurricanes we get down in Florida, you'll hear every national outlet talking about it.
Before anything happens. Yeah.
But you have to wonder if they really, that morning, the morning of this disastrous storm, the weather called for possible thunderstorms. Maybe the reason the national media didn't jump on it is because they didn't have the time to prepare to cover it.
And it's an old story. It's an old story for them, technically. Think about the cycle, what sells.
Right. Mm-hmm. If it's already happened. Yeah.
I can't. The reason I'm dwelling on this now, because for the people out there, I just can't imagine the level of terror when you saw. I did see some video of this storm that they're giggling. And because I think there were a lot of people that were uninformed, didn't realize how bad it was going to be. And you see them giggling and say, wow, now this is a storm. And then you hear them get quiet. And then you see the roof, a little portion of the roof, a tile comes down from the ceiling, and then an explosion as the windows go out.
Because this
thing is real, and then you don't hear anything because they're all on the floor. It is something else. So remember all those. We can maybe put some kind of link on our webpage.
KCJJ Facebook page has all those charities listed as well.
Way to do it. Go to the KCJJ Facebook page and do that. So to Captain Steve and to Jim Hunter, his newsman out there, and all our friends Jan and everybody in the office
lumberyard.
Out there at KCJ. The Lumberyard, yes. Now, we should give a little background because it's been a long time. Oscar is referencing, this is not a business that where you can get building supplies. This is not a business where you mean they don't sell the lumber? No, this is the Lumberyard.
I'm on their website, Mike.
Is a are you really?
Yes.
Well, let me do it too.
Okay, thank you.
Is it lumberyard.com?
Iwantwood.com.
It's not.
Tell me it's not that.
Oh, 100%.
Dear, that's not okay.
All right. Well, I mean,
it's a pun. It's what lumber. It is. Yeah, it is. It's a pun.
Oscar and I had a good month there. A few years back.
Loved it. Great memories. Yeah.
Also, when we were on the road trip.
Yes, where real men go to get wood. That's the slogan.
Wow. It is.
Yeah, and it's a picture. And it is a picture of a cartoon of a beaver holding a log.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The world famous lumberyard.
It's that Iowa sensibility.
One of the legendary facets of the story of the lumberyard is during the original road trip when we RV'd out to Iowa, we were to meet up at a bar. I believe it was called the Library.
Yes.
And Oscar was late, and when we phoned him, he was back at the lumberyard.
Yeah, the library had
nothing
for me.
Pardon my geographical illiteracy. Did we go to the Des Moines location or the Cedar Rapids location?
I think it's Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, Cedar. It was a long cab ride. It was like a good 30-40 minute cab ride.
Well, God knows you made it a few times.
Yeah, I was like,
Cedar Rapids is where
we
went?
Yes, sir. Right, Cedar Rapids.
Just for some context, yes. BYOB.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
BYOB. Got to bring
two
your own
for one exclusive dances on Wednesday. Oh, Thursday.
Remember, I think...
military was it, discount.
Was it Thursday? Was it... No, I think it was... Every first Saturday was amateur night?
Yeah, I remember that.
Says there's an underground that's a after hours nightclub and event venue.
Well, that sounds nice.
They gotta diversify, Mike.
Well, is that part of the same complex? I'm just
I'm assuming so. It's like the pandemic has made a lot of people do some pivots.
Says sure. It's inside the underground is inside the lumberyard.
Maybe it's
on September 19th, it's Hunks the show.
Hey.
Ah, nice.
I don't know.
Just like the Hangar Club.
Mike, there's no basement at the Alamo.
It sounds to me like maybe it's a music venue.
Maybe a male review?
October 12th, Dark Agenda, Jim Jones,
Really?
Violent Intent, and Six Shots Till Midnight. I have no idea what's going on out there.
Well, they're bringing in the hottest bands and the hottest girls.
Well, I guess it... If you want to stay all night, there's not a lot of details on like the hours and stuff. I hope they
buy a schedule. This is a deep dive.
This is a real deep dive. Yes. Yeah, we'd be happy to.
They are. Does say help wanted.
Oh,
for those interested.
Who doesn't need help?
I don't think this is accurate because I don't think they're dancing early in the morning. But I'm just looking down the names: Lucy, Sparkles, Mistress,
Candy,
Ivory,
Violet.
I have to look at Sparkles. I'm sorry.
Do they actually have hyperlinks? Or is it just names? No. Yeah. So yeah, it's tough to get.
Well,
in.
It's not allowing me to see.
It's tough to get in.
There you go. Just
tough
can't
to
see
get
that.
In.
Well, I just tried to click and I got to another website called thestripcluballiance.com. So I don't have no idea what that is.
Oh,
well,
maybe they're certified.
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter to me. I support them all. There we go. Let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What he's trying to say is that our new brake pads are really cool. You're not even going to believe it. Like, let's say you're driving along the road with your family, and you're driving along, la la la, woo. And then all of a sudden, there's a truck tire in the middle of the road, and you hit the brakes. Whoa, that was close. Now let's see what happens when you're driving with the other guy's brake pads. You're driving along, and all of a sudden the kids are yelling from the back seat, I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy. Not now, damn it. Truck tire. I can't stop. Help. There's a cliff. And your family's screaming, oh my God, we're burning alive! No, I can't feel my legs! In comes a meat wagon! And the medic gets out and says, oh my God! New guy's in the corner puking his guts out! All because you want to save a couple extra pennies. And to me, it doesn't...
Get out. Now!
Sir...
Do you validate?
No!
They're ripping my flesh off!
Son, roll around! Do you hear me? Roll around on the ground!
Forget that! I'm starting to swell up!
Save yourself! Don't be the hero!
Frank, I'm allergic to bees.
Me too!
They're huge and they're sting crazy!
We'll come back later and check on you!
Yeah, in a while.
Save yourself!
Your firearms are useless against them!
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are glad to have you along on a Wednesday get-together. Hi, everybody. And all the way from Milford, Connecticut, Kearney, Maryland, Pretoria, South Africa, Buxton, North Carolina, Whitestone, Virginia, Cole Harbor in Vancouver, British Columbia. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. Brought to you by GiveWell. Because of COVID-19, more people than ever need help. But you need to support the charities where your donations will really make a difference. You heard us going through charities there just a second ago to help the people out in Iowa. Enter GiveWell.org. For over a decade, they've helped donors find the charities and projects that do the most good per dollar. The Boston Globe calls GiveWell the gold standard for giving. GiveWell researches charities and handpicks the most effective organizations. Plus, GiveWell takes no fees. Empathy is what we need right now. I believe in that. I sure do. I love this concept. Visit GiveWell.org, where you know you can make a difference. If you want to have even more impact, donate soon. Any listeners who become a new GiveWell donor will have their first donation matched up to $100 when you visit GiveWell.org/TMOS and select podcast and Mike O'Mara at checkout. This matching offer is good for as long as funds last. So get your first donation matched up to $100 at GiveWell.org/TMOS when you select podcast and Mike O'Mara. All right, well, I'm glad we were able to touch base with Captain Steve and Tommy. And now let me dive into
Jim.
Jim Hunter. Yes, thank you very much.
Not
I really, really wanted to dive into my Friday night. I haven't gotten to it all week
because
we've had so much going on. But this is I'm not putting it on the news today, but there's a news story out today that, you know, if you have a if you want to have an alcoholic beverage, you should have like a half one a day. That's it. If you do more than that a week, you're jeopardizing your health. I have to tell you this, that it is so frustrating that my habits that I have, my lack of an off switch, makes me feel so bad now physically. If I have a little too much to drink, I feel I wipe myself out for the following day. And it no longer is something that is something I want to blow off. It really hurts.
So when the amount of times I did, because I mean, you know, you've got 50s, a history.
Mid-50s probably. Yeah. Probably in my mid-50s. I know that now I have during the course of the entire summer had two evenings where I didn't feel well the next day. The most recent one was on Saturday morning. And I do that thing where we all, we've done it, if you like to go out and have a little too much fun, where you wake up and you say, hey, I really don't feel bad. Well, what that is the hangover really hasn't taken hold yet.
Yeah, you're still drunk.
You really haven't. And then as the day progresses, this is the worst kind of hangover.
The worst.
All day long, you just feel worse and worse, and your tummy feels worse, and your tummy feels worse. And what we also did, because it was so late, and by the way, when I say late now, I'm talking about, this is embarrassing, I'm talking about we got home, went to dinner at like 5:30, got home at about 9:30.
You used to start drinking at like 7, 8 in the past, and then you would go to 1, 2 all night.
Yes.
Yeah, now late is now, any time after Wheel of Fortune is late.
I mean, so you're starting 4:35.
Yeah.
Like you made up
bed. We were in bed before the convention started last night.
You're pre-gaming so much earlier.
Yeah.
Than you did before. Yeah. So don't what you have is a pro tradecraft that's built into like your drinking where okay, we're not going to do it later on, but we'll do it somehow. So you're still filling those hours.
Here's what happened. We go out for
different day part.
Are doing afternoons for your alcoholism.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a babysitter, and I'm going out for a quiet dinner.
Okay.
That's it. That's what I'm planning on. I'm not planning. We walk in, and the outdoor seating area, They have a little outdoor bar that's got the barriers up. And sure. We, do you want to sit at the bar? And about 10 feet away from us are a male couple that are there who are just very, very funny and obviously having a good time. We said, is this okay? And I'm sure that, you know, some people might go, oh, they're a little rowdy and loud. But Carla and I are kind of starved for a little human companionship up there. So we plop down and begin a wonderful conversation with these two gentlemen who are a couple, and we have such a fantastic time with them. The end of the evening, a buddy of ours comes by, and it's just fun. But I don't have the off switch. I get excited when I see people. I get excited to talk to new people and find out about their lives. It's fun for me. And then throw in the fact that I see an old friend who comes over and chats. And it was, and you know, and we haven't been able to do this with any kind of frequency. And then you throw in the fact that I get a little lonely up here in the great state of Maine,
and a little squirrely, I think. I mean,
and a little squirrely
not in a bad
with
way.
All the with everything going on.
What about
on?
Taking a different approach? Just really embrace the fact that we love drinking.
Like I we can't anymore. But
I'm saying, Mike, everything you just said is valid.
Yep.
And a lot of people listening right now get that. Like you were not able to see friends. You get to finally see them. You're socializing in as safe a way as possible. You get a chance to do one of your favorite pastimes, which is regale of stories of just your friendship and your family.
Yeah, you get to visit. Yeah, it's
within
good.
A different realm outside of this show.
Yes.
And at that point, you're like, yeah, this is fun. You're yearning for something that you used to do on a regular basis all the time.
And back in my 40s, I probably did it.
You owned an effing bar. You bought a business that does this for a living.
The fact that I survived that lifestyle is a miracle.
Your day part is now afternoons. You start drinking. And you go to bed early.
Yes.
I think the only misstep you have, unless there was a turn, was there a turn that you went to the dark side?
An ugly turn? Yeah. No.
Okay, so then that's
great.
That's
a win
in its own right.
There was a turn earlier in the summer, though. You remember?
I remember
told you
that.
About
yes,
that
I remember the sticky deck.
Now there's a schism in you and the Colonel's relationship.
No, because the Colonel and I have communicated since then. So because I like him so much that I hit that head on, and that was over before it began. So that was I do not believe that was it, but it certainly wasn't productive.
No,
you know,
no,
for
no. Can't wait to see him next summer.
Yeah, that's right. It's
like, you are so cruel to me. That's right. And they never return. But it's just like, no.
He turns to his wife. Do you remember that night on the deck?
By the way.
Oh, my God.
The turn was not everywhere. The turn was not really evil turn. It was a momentary, but everybody kind of split after that.
Yeah.
The real turn was when I was there by myself, and that's why there was the big mess where I was kind of like throwing things. I don't know what was going on. If I knew what was going on, I'd be able to, you know, maybe handle it a little
I just
better.
Picture that night of on The Sopranos when Tony Soprano had eaten the ice cream and drank it, just walking around bumping into things in his living room. That's what I pictured.
It was not good. There was no turn this past Friday night.
That's a big win. That's huge awesome.
Why don't you ask me? Why don't you ask me? Did you ask if there was any kind of turn?
Great question, Rob.
Mike, did you ask? Was there any sort of turn?
Yes, I did.
So as the prosecutor, you had to have the evening partially reconstructed for you.
I was not aware.
Yeah.
Of the fact that Carla's blueberry crumble was finished Friday night.
I knew you had some.
And me, by both Carla
know,
and me.
I didn't know it was gone. So what you're saying is that when you awoke, first thing on Saturday morning, there were plot holes.
It was either that or a Keebler elf somewhere like 5 o'clock in the morning had come in and poured battery acid in down my esophagus. And that's what had happened.
I hate elves.
It was terrible. It's just, here's the thing. The recovery process has now become too painful.
I've always had
bad ones, but now it's just not.
Like, how do you bounce back is your question.
Yeah, you hear old people say that. And then there's also a time and a place.
How much are you hydrating? Have you prepared like the stallion are as far as drink water?
Like, for example,
you're okay.
And you know what? This is a two-parter because I'm going to have to tell you another thing I do. That I don't like that I do. And I'm saying,
you run your own IV bags?
What's that?
Your own IV? Is that what you run?
You know what? I heard about that. Captain told me about that up in New York City. They do that. They still, I think they might, are they still doing it in D.C.? Where you go get you an, can, well, not now with COVID,
no,
right?
No, no. I'm sure there's a premium to come to your house.
It's an antibiotic now. They come to your house.
That's the way it is. What we're talking about is in cities where these young people are, where they're partying too much, there were places where they would get like a saline bag to hydrate them
It started in Las Vegas. Yeah. It was actually a mobile service in Vegas with a buxom lady as a nurse, and they would come to you and hydrate you. And now, then it spread to big
cities. Was
she
good with the needle? Did she, you know,
doesn't
were they
clean
needles?
I was a registered nurse. I remember we did the deeper dive.
Yeah, but it was at start in Vegas.
And it worked. It worked.
Of course,
it worked. You get that hydration like, right into your system.
Round two, let's do this.
A hangover is technically dehydration. That's what it is. I mean, there's other aspects to it, but if you can hydrate yourself quickly and efficiently, that's the best way to beat it.
All right, let me ask you this, because I agree that it helps a lot when you hydrate, but I don't think it's the be-all, end-all. I don't think it is the cure-all.
No.
I don't think when you really have a horrific hangover that hydration is completely the
standard. Digestion issue. If you have the acid reflux or the messed up stomach, and that happens because alcohol is also poisoning you. It's not just dehydrating you. It's poisoning you.
It's
and you've got to deal with that as well. Right. Mm-hmm.
So imagine that, even though it's an early evening, coming home, and on top of that, and well, I'll give you a number. I had one of these foo-foo drinks that they have there, and in the time I was there, I switched to the margaritas that she was making. A little short glass of margarita.
Yes.
It's really not a short glass. It was more like
that.
Well, so I don't want to lie to
you. Sort of a Collins glass.
I can't lie.
How many drinks you estimate? It's hard to keep track.
I had a few.
Like less than 10 or more than 10?
A few could
less
be
than
three.
10.
Okay.
Less than 10, that's good.
Less than 8 or more than 8?
Or equal to 8.
More than 8.
Ooh.
I'd like to ring in with a guess then, Wink.
Yeah.
Is it 9?
It might have been 9. It's insane.
It sounds like fun, Mike.
It's insane.
It sounds like fun.
It's insane. It is literally like this. It's like, you might as well just get a bucket and pour it into my throat. It's just, I get so excited that every sentence is like, so where are you from? Yeah, okay, so what do you do? That's great. Well, do you have a place around it?
You get in a rhythm.
And then I get home, and then Carla says, we ate the entire blueberry crumble. And then I wake up, and I'm like, 7 a.m.
I wake up at 7 a.m., and I'm sitting there going, I feel pretty good.
And then I go, I stand up, and then I go, but that's not why I brought this up. I brought this up because I wanted to cover this, saying, it's just not in the cards. I am far too old to do this now, and you see what happens to people at my age that continue that lifestyle. They get wizened, they dry up, and then they're just they will sound like kind of like Chris Farley sounded in Tommy Boy.
Exactly.
Hey, how are you? Hey, how's it going?
The like juice that is not worth the squeeze. I remember the first turn I took about having a bad day after was about age 24 or 25. Because in college, Brad and I used to say, in college, you could beat any hangover with a grape soda. That's all you needed. Two Excedrin and a grape soda.
And you bounce back. It's terrible.
You're resilient. Yeah,
I want you both to do this if you can. Just take one of the days where you know you're going to be like really powering through. And the day before, pound a ton of water. The day before, not the day of, not like, hey, I'm going to have a couple more glasses. The day before. You're
really prepared.
Hydrate.
The days that I have done that, and I haven't always remembered to do it, and Liquid IV is a great sponsor.
You haven't always remembered
here.
The night after, the morning after.
Correct. But the days that I knew that it was going to be a go-to evening.
Right.
And it's imperative. You get, and this is not a hard ask for anyone, the day before, and then you have a hearty meal that day, and I guarantee you your hangover will be cut in half, if not by 80%. It's surreal.
That's Oscar's cure. Make note of that,
surreal.
People. Make note
chicken
of that.
Chicken fingers and
or
water.
Just that's, don't drink right. If you make an ass later yourself.
That's right. Said Mike O'Mara 44 years ago. We'll take a break.
Why are the cans all over the deck?
I'm going to tell you one last thing I do. And this is a minor thing, but it kind of worked out at the end. Based on what we did, we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time for Regis.
Oh, I miss you all. I'll never forget the time I was having a late supper at Sardi's with James Cobb. They sat us at a table near Elaine Stritch, and Jimmy says, I want to get with her tonight. And Regis says, wow, that is so hot. At that time, the waiter brought over our order. Jimmy had a Cobb salad and a Löwenbräu. Regis had a Welsh rabbit and a Gibson. Which reminds me, Mel Gibson has been awful quiet lately, hasn't he? Bobby De Niro was a quiet guy, hard to talk to, but Bobby Moynihan, he's on that Saturday Night Live show. That's where I first saw Joe Piscopo. Oh, boy, is he muscular. Like Johnny Weissmuller. Remember Tarzan? Great comic book. Bazooka is good gum, too. I just bought a box of it at the Michael Mara Show Shopping Center, Target, and Walmart. Just click the link at the website. Regis loves it. Gummit, help me with these wings. Where's Regis's harp?
Thank you, Regis.
Regis's harp. Welcome back
to the Mike O'Barry Show. Speaking of hangovers, we want to tell you about Liquid IV.
Yes.
You all probably know Liquid IV for their popular hydration drink mix, which, by the way, you can mainline if you have a little too much.
Hell yeah. Before.
Well, they've just launched their newest line, Energy Multiplier, with roughly 100 milligrams of clean caffeine. It's the perfect coffee replacement and an all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks for a sustained energy boost throughout the day. Here's a fact. Half of Americans report that they struggle with daily fatigue. If you suffer from decreased focus, lack of motivation, poor mood, and unhappiness, grab some Liquid IV Energy Multiplier. Upgrade your vibe and reach your constant state of awesome. Plus, all clean ingredients, non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. It's convenient, and I love it.
You know Liquid what? IV. It's in the summertime, yes, Mike. Ahead. I have nothing against coffee. I've got nothing against hot tea. I love them both. But I don't want a hot beverage on a summer morning. But when I drink this, it's ice cold, and it gives me the same benefit, and it tastes great. Every morning.
It's wonderful stuff. Liquid IV available nationwide at Costco and Target, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. So start fueling your adventure today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. All right, so just to wrap this up.
Please.
Another thing I've done for years, and maybe other people have experienced this too. It is in the middle of the party, you make arrangements for another party. And it can be as early as the following day, or it can be another social event. But you are very liberal with, hey, let's get together.
Oh,
and
we got to do more of this. Yeah.
So one of the things Carla said to me on Saturday after the Friday night before was, oh, do you remember when you invited your friend over? I said, yeah, Tuesday, right? And I was, I got aces for that. I remember at the time, Tuesday.
Was there any guesswork when you said Tuesday, or did you actually remember it?
I swear to God, I remember that
part. Okay, good, good.
And it was early enough, and but I was still, I used to do that all the time. Come on over. You know, it's like I'd be sitting there at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, come on over. We'll get you over here. Come over at 2 p.m. We'll put some burgers on the grill. It'll be fantastic. And then the next day you wake up at 11 a.m.
I can't. I tell everyone I'm dying.
It's not cool. I've done it all my life. It's not cool. But I don't know. This is the ABCs of me. It was a significant enough thing on Friday night where I was really good with not socializing for a while. And to be honest with you, when I get up here, I'm really, really happy with my immediate family of Carla, you know, a couple of dinners at my sister's house. That's
right.
That does it for me. I used to be FOMO. I used to be fear of missing out. Didn't like it. Still right. Like to be invited once in a while to things that are fun.
You want the right to say no.
That's right. I want to say no. Because I really don't want to go. Yeah. So Tuesday rolls around, and I'm sitting there, okay. And you know how when you're planning on socializing, but you really don't want to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dread, of course.
And so I come home. We're doing a lot of renovating and packing up here just to get the thing ready, get the house ready to go. And I'm sitting in the chair finally at the end of a very long day, and Carlos says, do we have beer in the refrigerator? And I'm sitting there going, oh. you know, our friend's coming over at 5:30. I'm like,
You just got out of the hangover.
Yeah.
You just got out.
And
really?
I'm tired.
It was still in the rearview mirror.
No.
And so the deal is, I'm like, oh, I don't want that. And she goes, you did it. Like you always do. Get up. go to the store and get something to drink. And I'm
what about
I'm in the store.
Some compassion for Carla Free. Like, I'm not going to look, Carla, you're a 10 out of 10, and I don't know how you deal with Mike on a regular basis. Me to you, Carla. Mm-hmm. But look, the man's doing the best he can.
Well,
he's got a failing
body. Was she making this a teaching moment?
A teachable moment, you F.
Yeah, because she's like, you invited him, you get the beer, and you remember this the next time you get looped and invite someone over at 5:30.
She may be in a period of time right now where she might be just a little more tense than normal.
Is it Carla's blue period?
It is. So to speak. Hi, Luna. How you doing, Luna?
Hi, Luna.
Come here, good girl. Luna looks like he wants to take a dump on the floor right now.
That's
the
way Luna already pooped today. Good girl. She made sticks.
Good girl.
Made sticks right on the carpet.
That's outside.
That's a sweet dog. Luna loves you. Look at Luna.
Look at Luna.
You know what Luna loves to do? Sit on my foot. She'll come right up to me on the couch and sit on my foot.
Oh, that's sweet.
Well, it's bigger than a sofa.
Oh, yeah. She knows it's infirmed.
Very plush. Dogs and cats can find disease.
Luna's going, diabetes. Diabetes.
Look, you made her laugh. She's smiling.
That's wonderful. So we make the arrangements, and then I'm just...
Carla just texted me.
What did she say?
This is like when your teacher texts you.
Yeah.
What did she say?
She said, he can always do better.
Oh my God.
I agree, Carla.
So here's the deal. I do this and I hate myself for doing this. I want to make plans with people like the Colburns, weeks and weeks in advance where you're really looking forward to it. And then you're set and you're psyched and you're ready for people.
To be fair, yes. Mentally prepare. Because mentally it's something. Prepare. It's different.
And by the way, the person I invite is a wonderful, wonderful human being. And we've had him over before, and it's always fun. But this was, I think, I'm still kind of bleh, bleh,
sure.
Like that. And so we get there, and we sit down, and Carla says, at 5:30, right? She goes, no, I think it's 5 o'clock. And it's like 10 after 5. I'm like, oh, it's 5 o'clock. You didn't tell me that. Well, we're not ready. Well, I'm glad he's running late. And then we sit out there, and 5:30 rolls around, and there's nothing. And I said, what time did we say? She said, I think we said 5-ish. I said, okay, well, 5-ish, and Carl and I are both not motivated.
Right.
I said, so if 5-ish, if it's 5:30 and you say 5-ish, would it be cool for us to lock up the house and go on a drive?
Yeah.
Oh,
I can see almost like a COVID graph of your mood. Right. Because right now there is the expectation and the dread. And they're crossing.
I have ramped myself up physically to socialize from about 5:30 to about 6:37.
Yes.
Tops.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Correct.
And that's it. By the way, we've already had our evening meal.
Correct.
Because we eat like 80-year-olds. That's what. And then 5:30 becomes 5:45. And then the determination is made. Well, we're stood up, right? And I have never in my life been more delighted to have been stood up. Because this guy probably, I think he has a few. He completely forgot, obviously,
sure.
Because there was no text, no nothing.
Yeah.
And in normal circumstances.
Well, the last thing you're going to do is like verify and confirm because deep down you don't want it to happen.
If I was super psyched, I'm texting him 9 times.
Yeah.
If
of
I'm
course. Serious, yeah.
Where are you? We're waiting for you. What's going on? No, this one we just.
Yeah, you slowly start turning down the dimmers on the lights.
We were so happy. And there might be the chance he felt the exact same way, which is okay with me, but we never, and I am looking maybe to next year seeing the guy and then laying the guilt trip. Well, we are having you over and you were a no-show. That'll be fun.
Is there a possibility that he drove by slow roll? And saw the lights off. I was like, I guess we're not doing it today.
No, there's no way because we were out there till at least. Carla, text Oscar and tell me what time we were out there too.
Please.
Because I think it was 6:30. I think it was about 6:30.
Oh, so you gave a good hour. You gave a good hour and a half.
He could have seen you on the deck if he drove by.
No, but he's been here before and we had a nice time and he has a couple and just heads out and he's a bachelor and he goes out and does his own thing. So it was fine. But I've never in my life been, we were euphoric.
You would usually be pissed.
I would be white hot.
Yeah,
I would be out of my mind pissed.
Who stands Mike O'Mara up?
How dare you? Especially up here with my insecurity up here, I would be out of my mind. But it was one of those rare social occasions where it worked out for the best. Because I don't know. I think I've become more antisocial than I already was.
Pre-COVID, our mutual friend from the show and personal friend, Dominique Foxworth from ESPN, he said one of the best things for anybody as you get older is when people cancel their plans with you.
It's great.
So great.
Because then you get that 2-hour, especially if you have kids, you technically might have a babysitter.
Right.
So you're like, oh, I get that 3 hours back to myself.
It's like found time, magical found time. Now, Mike, how are you going to, in the future, address the fact that when you get 3 cocktails into the evening, you are the inviter? Will this stop?
Here's what I'm going to do, because this is true, and this is the switch I'm making, and this will be the last word I have on it. I now, I believe, am far more excited about what somebody would be cooking than drinking with them.
Aha!
I now, if you say, Peggy's going to make that special roast that you like, I'm like, oh, we'll be over, that's fantastic. What Five-ish. Time, 3? No, we were thinking 5:30, Mike. 2:30. But drinks don't do it for me anymore.
Right.
I've officially become old. This is the moment right now. Because I will now be excited at the prospect of somebody serving, homemade donuts much more than I will be excited at just socializing and talking.
Also, Mike, you brought up 2 great old people foods. It's not like a beautiful sauce bolognese. It's roast and donuts.
Homemade donuts. And, really, if you want to know an honest thing, like honest socializing, I like people that I get together with. That's not, I'm not faking it. But if I was to say, what if every social event you had to sell? Like, so if you were selling it to me, it's like, we're going to have those homemade donuts that you like. So, really? And then I say, would I have to talk to anyone? Nope. We'll be over at 5:00. Yeah,
but
thank you very much.
If someone's making a... like a cocktail, or they're serving like something that's off menu. Like Bud Seltzer's aren't going to get you there these days.
Oh, but if there are some
artisan liqueurs or something like that, I'm excited to go over.
Sure.
Well, if they're making a specialty drink.
But Mike, I'm also...
Or like a really precious bottle of Jameson's.
I am insanely jealous that you can socialize. This is crazy. Like in my eyes, I should be happy for you. I'm happy for you.
Yes.
But the fact that you can even think about that, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm not going to a wedding, Oscar, like they did up here in Millinocket.
You're not going to
Big Moose. Spiked 28 cases up here. And
God,
by the way, 28 cases
gets
noticed.
Weddings.
I've been to, thank you, Pat. Very good. Thank you. All right. You got it. Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much, Jackie. I appreciate that.
But never again. Never again.
Pile of poo. I bet that Luna drops a coil, doesn't she? All right.
Yeah, big
that's
six.
Spiked,
big
that spiked six. 28 cases.
My God. We will take a break and come back with something right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you sick and tired of the same old dating scene? Dan O'Brien here to tell you we have the innovative app to help you find your true love. We call it TMOS Harmony, and we'll guarantee you'll find love with it. Pony matched with his sugar glider, Mac matched with himself, I matched with my tight shirt, and you can match with the TMOS bonus package. Who wants to swipe or click their way into love when all you have to do is listen to the TMOS bonus show? The TMOS bonus package. If it can help us pathetic interns find love, you'll be certain to find something you just can't ignore.
This will be www.mikeomarashow.com. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sunday.
Yes.
Let me see. I think it's tomorrow. No, this weekend. I'm going to be doing my second Sunday treatment on the lawn, and my lawn looks great. I love being outside and looking at the beautiful lawn. It's really made a difference. Sunday, you're going to love it. For the first time ever, I'm the one that's making sure my yard looks great. No need for an expensive service or lawn guy. Sunday makes taking care of your lawn easier than ever. I just went to their website. That's all I did. Typed in my home address. Their free lawn analysis did the rest. It's amazing how they do it. Sunday created my custom lawn plan based on soil, climate, and lawn, and sent everything I needed with free shipping. With Sunday, it's as easy as attaching the included nozzle, sprayer, and watering your lawn.
That's it.
That is all I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can kind of sit there. I have a client that sent me these products to do that. That's why it's greener than Phil's down the street there. That's what it is. Yes, Oscar Santana.
My brother's lawn in Hyannis was brown. And yes. I said, before you do anything, let's order Sunday.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good to go.
There you go.
I'm saying, like, the idea and the science behind sending your soil and then giving the address, all that's amazing.
It is, and it's easy, and it's cool. I love something that they take the guesswork out for you, and because they're
science.
People that
it's
usually
science.
it's really, really expensive. Lawn care used to cost hundreds of dollars or take up my whole day. Now it takes less than 15 minutes. You don't need to know everything about soil, grass, or micronutrients to have a great lawn. So if you're not 100% sure what your lawn needs,
micronutrients, balls beat.
If you're not sure what it needs to be green, no worries, mate. Just get Sunday. Visit Sunday.com for $20 off. Sorry, I was doing an Australian accent, you know. Sorry about that, Russell.
Off you go.
Visit GetSunday.com for $20 off your summer plan when you use promo code TMOS at checkout.
Off you go.
That's GetSunday.com. Promo code TMOS for $20 off your summer plan. Get Sunday, right, Russell?
Off you go.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate
it. I thought
you'd
like that tape.
You know, sometimes I'm like a little kid with a new toy.
Exactly.
That's what I enjoy. Rob, why do you hate Jim Belushi? Why do you hate him so bad?
New reason. I mean, there's many reasons to hate him, but the new reason is there is a show coming on the Discovery Channel tonight at 10 p.m. called Growing Up. I'm sorry, get the title right. Growing Belushi. And do you know what this reality show chronicles?
Oh, God. He just keeps hammering, man. I admire his tenacity. Jesus.
You're not going to admire his tenacity. What I tell you, it's a reality show about his cannabis farm in Oregon.
Yeah. Okay, Jim. Yeah,
and wait, it gets better. He says that if John Belushi smoked pot, he'd probably still be alive.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So he's out now.
I just think the guy's a nad. I really
he's
do.
An absolute nad.
I love him in Canine.
Are you sure that wasn't a Tom Hanks film?
Is his kid hosting a game show now on the Game Show Network? Belushi's kid? I think there's another generation of Belushi that's like hosting a game show. I'll look him up. Go ahead.
He claims that John probably suffered, and this is all theoretic about a man that's been dead for 30 years now, from CTE, which is chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Yeah, from
which
what?
From
blows
playing football.
To the head?
Playing football in high school. He said that John actually had a blackout incident when he was a senior in high school while he was playing football, but it was never diagnosed. He said, and back then, drugs weren't used as therapy, and if John was alive and smoking pot, he'd probably be fine. And then he also says, Mike, he's excited about his new Blues Brothers strain of pot. Licensed, of course, the Blues Brothers logo.
You know, he had a bar. He had a bar down in Fort Myers. He bought a bar.
He did?
And it went out of business like in less than a year. Mm. He had a bar down there a couple of years back.
He calls the Blues Brothers brand of Canada's products. He says, these have got the music, the fun, the mischievousness, and it's a mission from God. It's healing. It's perfect for cannabis, which is why Growing Belushi is all about attaining the Blues Brothers rights. It's fun with Dan Aykroyd.
Robert Belushi.
Robert Belushi.
Is the host of Get a Clue on the Game Show Network. And Robert Belushi is... how old is he? He is...
72.
God, he's 39.
Is he 39?
I thought he was 12.
Bring up a picture of the guy.
I got it.
Bring
up Belushi is 66. Jim is 66. Mike, here's the six-pack of Blues Brothers joints you can buy.
Oh, God.
It's Robert Belushi?
Yeah.
Robert Belushi, American actor. He is best known for his work on Sorority Row, One Small Hitch, and Valentine's Day. I didn't realize he was 39 years old. He was born October 23rd, 1980, the son of Jim Belushi.
He does look young.
Wow.
He's very young. He's about 6 feet tall, about 6 inches tall.
Good-looking kid. Good-looking kid.
They're getting it done. Yeah. And Jim Belushi's big sell on the show, he says, it's fun to watch me put together my cannabis farm because I'm an idiot. Well, there you go, Jim. Thank you kindly.
Way to make the effort. Good writing there.
So, yeah, it's it premieres tonight opposite the convention. So I believe that you're going to have two different segments of the population watching two different programs.
I hope they can get a good sponsor for it. I saw a commercial yesterday. Now, you know, I've done segments on this show on drug commercials.
Medical commercials,
and I do not have the one because I didn't stop and write it down. I should have. I think I was watching CNN because I watch CNN all day long. A drug commercial comes on, and it's two ladies that are talking about, and I don't want to offend anybody here. All right?
Why would you?
I believe in getting people help if they have problems. I really do. But it took me back when, you know, you used to, hi, how you doing? Well, now I'm dealing with my my depression. And, you know, you see mood-enhancing stuff like that. What I'm not used to is the one girl's talking to the other girl. It goes something along the lines of, well, now that I'm taking this particular medication, I really think I've gotten my schizophrenia.
Just casually roll that off your tongue?
Wow.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I said, did they just... Are they selling drugs for schizophrenia?
Do you know what would make that commercial
that widespread now?
What would make that commercial even better is if it was a close-up of a lady and she says, thanks to this new Omera drug, I feel that I've got my schizophrenia under control. And then they cut to the person she's talking to, and it's her.
They do a little playlet with them seeing things, you know?
Yes, it's a new schizophrenia drug called Omeritol.
It was just... I don't want to mock anybody that's dealing with
it's not a
with
funny
their
thing.
Problems, but you know, I was not used to that being on TV. You know,
no.
if you're going to TV,
if we can normalize ED,
FANAPT, FANAPT.
If we can normalize ED, we can normalize schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
You know, Mike, ever since I've been taking Omeritol, my stigmata has been under control wonderfully. No bleeding from my hands or feet.
Do you know how it feels to live with schizophrenia?
I am a good parent.
Jared?
I'm hearing the most awful things. People shouting at me.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's it.
I mean, right. That is dark.
It was. That's not the one that I saw before.
So, well, no, but, you want the funny spot. Yeah. Isn't there a schizophrenia spot with Flo?
The 10 out of 10 was a sad egg, right?
That's a great spot.
Where, you see the egg rolling down. You're like, we've all been down in the dumps.
You don't want to be the sad
egg.
Let's
equalize that.
Right. Yeah, and by the way, there's a whole thread that says commercials on schizophrenia meds. WTF. That's the way I reacted to it. Yeah. Is it common enough? I think that's the first thing people want to know.
Maybe
we can do a whole dive on it.
Maybe it's becoming that now.
Yeah, tough times we live in right now. You know, tough times we live in. Isn't that right, Mike?
Yes, it is.
Oh, dear. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cookie starts with C. C is for cookie.
Anyway, we're back.
We haven't done a show in a long time.
No, we haven't.
But clearly, I'm right here. What does it all mean? One would think that we would stop these sorts of antics. I'm a lady in the nude. Oh dear. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. Get it together. You remember how to start the show?
He's Cake and she's Cookie. The Robin Katie Show. Available where fine podcasts are downloaded.
Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
At all.
I didn't hear any Rob on that promo. None. Rob at all.
You know what? It's probably for the best. We want people to listen, don't we?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program brought to you by the TMOS Mystery Product.
What?
Coming soon, it's the TMOS Mystery Product.
I love mysteries.
Do you have any clues?
That's all I can tell you. No. There will be no clues.
What you make?
Hey, stop it.
What?
Stop it, Mr. Man.
I don't know what happened there. See the interference.
He's so OCD. He just can't keep it in his pants.
You know, perhaps it would be a good idea for me to simply play another commercial during this segment.
Please.
As opposed to playing a commercial for our mystery product.
Do you know how it feels to live with schizophrenia?
Okay, I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to do that.
Does this mystery product bring a smile to your face?
It's just, I had no idea that, you know, now you're throwing it out there because there's so many people rolling around with schizophrenia that you put a TV commercial on, that there's somebody that might be having a conversation with, somebody in their room that's not really there. And then the TV commercial comes on. Hey, I could use that product.
Sure.
I never understood drug companies anyway. Okay. I'm
so
sorry.
So many personalities, Mike.
Well,
so
do you
many.
Remember the Cialis commercial with two bathtubs?
Yes.
We're like, how does that mean anything?
I know. We're in two bathtubs until I take my Cialis, and then I jump into yours. That's the way that goes.
I thought the best commercial. Oh, sorry.
News. Moving on.
Hey, everybody. Sorry, Rob. We got to get to the news.
Okay? I understand.
Thank you very much. Maybe there's something to that whole Free Britney thing. Maybe there really is. Because
leave
in a new court.
Britney alone!
Alone!
Now!
In a new filing, Britney Spears says she strongly opposes having her father James return as her sole conservator. Jim Spears. After a decade of running Britney's affairs, stepped down as conservator last year due to health issues.
I'm Jim.
No details there. Named Jody Montgomery took over, and Britney wants to keep it that way. While reserving her right to seek termination of the conservatorship in the future, Britney wants Montgomery's appointment to be made permanent, so she wants her to help. I don't know what's going on. Britney thinks Jamie will have a problem with this because her papers say her wishes will be, quote, strongly contested by him. But she also believes the current situation is best for her. Earlier this month, Jamie called the Free Britney movement a joke and a conspiracy theory. He added, quote, I love my daughter. I love all my kids. But this is our business. It's private. I believe, didn't he get her
he saved
in
her,
line?
He saved her saved life, her. Her career.
He saved her life.
Yeah. Right. Stepped in when she, remember when she shaved her head?
Yeah,
and was going through that era of going into debt.
She was going to lose the custody of her kids. Mm-hmm. Right. She was going to lose her career. He completely stepped, and everybody was like, "What is going?" This is before it was, "Hey, get a butterfly net and save your celebrity daughter because that's what's cool." Everybody questioned what was going on.
Exactly,
he saved her.
Running around with a gooey frat, barefoot in a gas station bathroom. Horrible days for her.
Dirty feet. Tracy Morgan and his wife Megan announced last month that they're splitting, and TMZ just got a look at their divorce papers. They both agree there's a prenup, so there shouldn't be any haggling over the money with the Tracy's Walmart money. But there might be a battle over their 7-year-old daughter because Tracy wants joint legal and physical, while Megan wants sole custody. Here's another sign their split might be less than amicable. Tracy wants Megan to ditch his last name and go back to her maiden name. Tracy and Megan met in 2011, had their daughter in 2013, got married in 2015, about a year after the accident that nearly killed Tracy. Yeah. So who knows?
Do you know what her maiden name is? I actually just looked it up. It's Waffle.
What's that?
I have the waffles for you.
I would imagine pre-accident, post-accident, doesn't matter. He might be a handful.
Oh, no, just Mike, I think it's the COVID. The fact that they've been together for that long.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's probably not what's best for me.
I don't like the way you hold your fork.
He was the funniest thing in that horrible 30 Rock reunion show. He was the funniest thing in
Thank
it.
Thank you.
So.
In July, this is not a good story. This is sad and weird and makes me angry for some reason. In July of 1993, Michael Jordan's father, James, was murdered while he slept in his car at a North Carolina rest stop. Big story. Huge news story across the country. Now one of the men who killed him is getting out of prison. Larry Demery was sentenced to life in prison in 1996, but he'll be freed on parole on August 6, 2023, as long as he behaves between now and then. Demery and his accomplice, Daniel Green, killed James Jordan, ditched his body, and stole his Lexus, which had been a gift from Michael. Green is ineligible for parole till October of next year. Isn't that weird? I suddenly got an empathy being the family member. Just
don't like it.
Too soon. Don't like it at all. Sometimes when you go away, you make that mistake, you go away. Go away for good.
There you go.
There's your liberal. There's your effing lib, yeah, Mike O'Mara saying that.
Lock him up.
Throw the key away, all right?
Come on.
Yeah. They just announced that next year, this is big news, Rob.
Yes.
There will be a new Girl Scout cookie flavor.
Thank God. I hope it's a good one.
They sound good to me. You probably won't think so. They are called Toastiers, and they look and taste like miniature pieces of French toast dipped in icing.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God. That sounds good. Because you know what? Do they have a cinnamon profiled cookie right now? I don't think they do.
I don't believe so. Order them so we can have a taste test.
Of course.
A taste test.
The new cookie will go on sale early next year. Well, why are you telling us now, Girl Scouts? Come on.
What's the name of it again? It's a stupid name.
Toastiers.
Toastiers.
Like French toast.
Yay! Enthusiasm. It's great for schizophrenia, by the way.
Russell Crowe likes them.
Russell.
The new cookie will go on sale early next year. And depending on how things are going with the pandemic, you should be able to order them online. So that's very, very, very exciting. Let me hit that. Thank you. A new study out of Stanford University found that a phone could predict whether or not a person was drunk by using its sensors to monitor their walking for just 20 steps. And the phones were right more than 90% of the time.
Hey!
The researchers think this could be really useful to keep people safe in the future, like telling them when they're too drunk to drive. Quote, in 5 years, I would like to imagine, I don't know who the quote's from, Mr. Stanford.
It's from Tracy Morgan at Stanford University.
In 5 years, I would like to imagine a world in which if people go out and drink at risky levels, they get an alert to protect them from high-risk events like driving, interpersonal violence, and unprotected sexual encounters, or going out too late for waffles.
Waffles? It's right. Can you imagine Siri saying, what happened to the blueberry crumble?
Mm. I don't understand. Toast-yays!
Yay!
Toast-yays!
Now a little something-something. 78-year-old Joseph Stroud owns a farm in northwest Arkansas. A former neighbor named Fred McKinney used to own the farm right next to him, and they didn't get along. There was even a lawsuit at one point, but Joseph lost. Sadly, Fred passed away, but it looks like their feud lived on because Joseph just got arrested last week for vandalizing Fred's grave 5 years after he died.
Oh my God. That's dark.
Jesus.
Fred's family had been finding dead animals on the grave for a while now, and they thought maybe they died after eating fake flowers they'd put down. But it kept happening, and they finally got it on camera. It turns out Joseph had been visiting the grave and leaving dead animals while disguised as a woman so he wouldn't get caught. They got a shot of him in a wig and a woman's windbreaker, and the cops arrested him last Monday. He's facing charges for defacing object to public respect, which is a felony in Arkansas. Mm.
Yeah.
He's also on the hook for $2,500 in damages to Fred's gravestone. Unfortunately, we don't know what the animals were or what he did to the stone, but if heaven has a door, Joe might not want to stomp on it because it's on fire, because it'll be filled with dog poo. There you go. That's all I got for that one. Thank you. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
I think email is black magic. The clam is the perfect.
I think we're done with Larry. I think we are done with Larry. I think we're done with Larry.
Favorite.
I'm
my
so
favorite.
Sorry. Black I'm magic. Sorry. I know it's yours. I know it's yours because you like it every day. Thank you. We're done. Just keeping it fresh and lively. Just got to keep it fresh and lively.
Put in the maybe pile.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. It's Wednesday. Can you even stand it?
Oh, my God, it's great.
Arguably, the middle of the week. Arguably.
I'm not going to pick a fight about it.
Many call it hump day. How about that? Isn't that something? Webster's Dictionary defines hump as a rounded protuberance found on the back of a camel or other animal. Or as an abnormality on a person's back.
This is true.
I go. and the Urban Dictionary defines hump as grinding one's genitalia in a press and release pattern against a particular object or surface.
What are nice.
You doing to me?
What are you doing to me? These are in the dictionary of sorts.
Usually associated with an inanimate object.
Can be.
Fun. Well, no matter what you think of when you consider the word hump, there's one thing that we all can agree on. The TMOS bonus show is coming up this Friday, and we all know it's guaranteed fun. So leave the guy's leg alone and make sure you listen. Here's the story, Lori, or just a pittance. For just a pittance, you get this week's show plus full access to every bonus episode. MikeO'MearaShow.com. That's where you get it. It's your passport to the Asport. I'm Mike O'Meara. I guarantee it. And now back to the Dorsey Brothers stage show, already in progress. Is that like Tommy Dorsey?
Yeah, it goes back to 1950.
Jesus Christ. God. Let's open up the audio vault.
To be fair, Mike, it was a rerun. Do you know Mike Lindell or Mike Lindell? Do you know this name?
My Pillow Guy, Anderson Cooper,
yes!
And Mike Lindell, the My Pillow Guy, have a cage match on
this
Feud.
This is great.
that I watched live.
Oh, you saw it live?
Amazing. It was amazing. I mean, it's this so good. Was vitriol from Anderson Cooper that I haven't seen. He's Mr. kind of Steady Eddie normally, right?
Yeah, but he comes out and
any of this guy at
Oscar,
all.
A little bit of background. Mike Lindell comes on to promote a possible COVID-19 cure. And Anderson Cooper, he's not buying what the pillow guy is selling.
It's tested, the safety tested.
And by the way, my pillow guy gets worked up, got a classic DJ voice.
Let me tell you, it's tested right now. My pillow. You get this pillow that my people make in Minnesota. This is fantastic. You buy a pillow now, you get a free COVID cure. You sleep on the pillow, it'll cure your migraines, and you'll get this too.
It was,
all right, back
it was
to my,
amazing.
My
watch.
Pillow guy.
It's tested, the safety tested. It's not safety tested.
You can use
it.
Sir.
Yes, it is. You're going to hear about this. This is what all the newscast did.
This is the time to hear about it right
not.
Now.
This
if
is
you're
the
pushing
cure.
Something,
this is the miracle
claiming,
to the country. I have no monetary gain here.
What's he
I
pushing? That's not true. You're going to make money from this.
Hold on. I don't mind you playing it from the beginning. He's pushing a unverified
and alleged
supplement, an alleged cure for the COVID.
Thank you. I just
said he's done a study on 1,000 people, and he's not
COVID cure.
Small subset.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy has been busted for, you know, he's gotten crap for other, not busted, not arrested, but he's been
right. Called
got
out.
An F from the Better Business Bureau. He's not the guy, okay?
No, he's
not.
The
guy, but Anderson calls him out a little bit.
It's tested, the safety tested for
it's
for
not
safety.
Safety tested.
You can use
no,
it.
Sir.
Yes, it is. You're going to hear about this.
You,
this is what all the newscast
well,
did
this,
to take
sir,
away this
is the
narrative.
Time to hear about it right
not,
now.
This
if
is
you're
the cure.
Pushing something,
this is the miracle
claiming,
to the country. I have no monetary gain here. I want to help people.
That's not true. You're going to make money from this. You're on the board of this company. You've taken a financial stake.
Asked me
this
last
company.
Week to go on the board
oh, wow. so that
they
you could go out and promote
because
you're willing to promote anything, even if it doesn't work.
I don't think Secretary Carson would bring this to the president with me if he didn't think
really?
Trying to get it out
okay,
there.
Okay, well, look at his track record
work.
On this, on
this
promoting supplements
you,
for which he was paid.
I am just telling
so
you,
me,
this is the answer. Wouldn't you want to save lives?
Sir,
this is what my heart is. I've said, I gave it to my friends and
wow.
family.
You
this
really
saved
are
their
like
lives.
A snake oil salesman.
It
I mean, this is you could be in the old West standing on a box telling people to drink your amazing
no, I
liquor.
I give the glory to God.
No
I do what God. I do what Jesus has me do. I give the glory to God. Why would I do this? Ask yourself why I would ruin my reputation if I
money.
Didn't. If
you
I
don't
didn't
have
believe
a great
in this
reputation.
Product.
You don't have a great
oh, really?
Reputation.
You don't have a great reputation. I love the notion of him standing on a box in the old West.
Wait, it went on and on and on.
Yeah.
And this guy, the entire level, this guy is going. Like that. And Anderson's doing his kind of control thing because I
don't
think
you
he
don't
raises
have
his voice.
A good reputation.
You don't have a good reputation. So Anderson's not going to shout him down. This is what made it fascinating. Where the
it was.
Was the timber of both their voices. They're going back and forth, and Anderson is just laying this stuff out. They're having this argument, but it was just riveting television. Absolutely riveting.
I'm glad you saw it.
You don't
glad
understand. You Jesus chose me to give this. It's fascinating.
And
it really
that's
is.
Like that's that was the turning point for me is when he pulled Jesus out of his hat trick. His
oh,
magic
but he wears the
trick.
Little cross thing right up
yeah,
here.
But then
it's
he
like
pulls
he wears
it
as a necklace, but then he takes it out off yes. of the top of his open shirt to make sure you see it. You know, if God wants you to buy a pillow. This
pillow.
Fantastic pillow stuffed with all sorts of it.
Look, I'm good with his pillows. I just don't understand how he doesn't equate being on a board and having equity in a company as a conflict.
Jesus wants me to be on the board.
Like,
Like
you're selling, if this does well, you make money. That's what happens. That's just
well,
the
not necessarily. I'm just, hey, Jesus.
Mike, right now, if we were to chart your son, Michael, is he still way into Legos?
No.
Or as they say in New Zealand, Legos.
Legos.
Because this is a cautionary tale. 2 years ago, a kid in New Zealand put a Lego up his nose and told his parents about it, but the doctors couldn't find it, so they assumed the kid was lying. That was 2 years ago.
How did you get Lego stuck up your nose?
I did it by purpose.
Were you a bit worried when it didn't come out?
Yeah,
the Lego.
I was frightened and surprised. It was almost 2 years.
And could you feel it up there?
It was itchy.
Samir, do you still play with Lego?
No, not that much.
What happened is he blew his nose and the Lego came out.
The Lego came out. And then Russell Crowe came into the kitchen.
Off you go.
Oscar, are you still technically a shoehead? You like your sneakers, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
A pair of sneakers worn by Michael Jordan broke a record last week when they were sold for $615,000, said the winner. Wait a minute. Baseball cleats?
Oh, that's not okay. this is a song that went viral on YouTube yesterday. It is a multi-attract lady. Her name is KD French. She did the Zoom thing where she's in all different windows, talking about the temptation of the refrigerator during the lockdown and how troubling it is that people are gaining the weight, but she did it in a gospel way.
You ain't even hungry.
Somebody stop me.
She's at the fridge again.
I'm at the fridge again.
She's at the fridge again.
Calling my name.
She's at the fridge again.
I'm at the fridge again.
She's at the fridge again.
I need a little help from you.
Please come get her.
I'm doing a little too much.
She doing too much.
I'm at the fridge again.
She's at the fridge again. And let's close with this. In Australia, this was on a radio interview. The singer,
what country?
Sia. Australia.
Off you go.
Her name is Sia, S-I-A. She's had a couple hits here in the States, but she's a big, big deal in Australia. And Sia was doing a radio interview. And I like what happens here, what transpires. Obviously, she's very comfortable being on the phone with these radio personalities.
Good enough for me. Northern Lights, Northern Lights.
Yeah, no.
I watch Love on the Spectrum, Normal People.
Yes,
you know,
I love it.
Just my favorite TV shows.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah.
Did you, hang on. Did you just take a...
Yeah, you heard me, and I flushed too, and I'm no shame.
Did you really?
Yes, I heard a flush.
Did you really just go to the toilet while you were doing an interview with us?
I sure did. Yeah, and then I just flushed with no shame.
Yeah,
I love it.
Guess what? Stars are just like us.
Yeah, stars are just like us. Remember that happened to us with Marv Albert. That's your magic audio wall. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We really appreciate that. Our best to KCJJ, Steve, and Jim Hunter, and everybody out there. And check out the KCJJ website to find out how you can help the people of Iowa. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, we're dying to hear from you. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 2000. Need assistance? Ponyboy@ MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you can lend your support, please click our Patron Society banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Means more than you know. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Good morning!
Off you go.
What? Well, I don't get a brain man cold, but they're...
Off you go. Off you go.